Sefer Shoftim Perek Yud Dalet. This perek continues discussing the judge of Shimshon and how he would find a pretense to take down the Plishtim to save the Jews. In Pasuk Aleph, Vayered Shimshon Timnasa. Shimshon went to a place called Timna. Vayered Isha b'Timnasa b'Bnayis Plishtim, and he saw a woman there from the daughters of Plishtim. The Plishtim were ruling over the Jews. Shimshon tells his parents he would like to marry this Plishti girl. Shimshon's parents express concern to Shimshon over the fact she is not Jewish. Shimshon demands from his father the Plishti woman for a wife, as Shimshon was planning to utilize this woman for the downfall of the Plishtim. Shimshon's parents did not know this was from Hashem. In Pasuk Gimel, Va'avi v'imo lo yadu ki na shenhi. His parents did not know that it was from Hashem. It's important to explain and clarify these seemingly difficult parshios at this point. The Rambam and the Ralbag and the Radak explain that Shimshon converted all his wives before marrying them. The Radak in the previous parak explains Shimshon was a Nazir, and how could someone who was a Nazir actually intermarry? Therefore, he explains the Radak, he continues, that he converted them first and kept it as a secret. The Radak explains that we don't find anywhere in Chazal where Shimshon is criticized for marrying Plishti women. Because Shimshon was acting in accordance with the Ratzon of Hashem, the divine will, and converted them. In Pasuk Hey, Shimshon encounters and tears apart a lion with his bare hands on his way to Timna. His parents were not present at the moment. The Radak and the Maimonides explain Shimshon did not consider this part of his own strength. Therefore, he did not tell his parents. It was a true sign of Shimshon's humility. The Maimonides adds, Shimshon wanted to speak with this woman to see if she had a good character. The wedding was scheduled to happen in 12 months, and Shimshon heads home. In Pasuk Zion through Pasuk Tes, upon return for the wedding, Shimshon passes the lion he had initially killed and ate honey from a beehive that was located in the lion's mouth. The Das Sofrim points out that Shimshon knew Hashem was with him because corpses normally decompose, and the lion's corpse was still fresh. While this woman, and he explained, the Maimon always explains, while this woman seemed to be sweeter than honey, ultimately, she came with bees ready to sting. In Pasuk Yud, Shimshon and his father Manoach now show up for the wedding. His new father-in-law dedicated an additional 30 people to Shimshon to add to the celebration. Shimshon now saw that this is a time to give payback to the Plishtim. Shimshon posed a riddle to them. If they were to answer correctly, they would receive 30 sheets and 30 changes of clothing. If not answered in 7 days, they would have to repay that to Shimshon. And Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayomer Lahem Shimshon, Shimshon said to them, Achudan Alechem Chida, I will tell you a riddle. And again in Pasuk Yud Dalet, he poses the riddle. Ma'ochel yotze machel, u'ma'az yotze masok. From the eater comes something to eat, and from the strong comes something sweeter. The Plishtim were unable to figure out the riddle. They threatened Shimshon's wife with her life to find the answer. Shimshon's wife would weep to Shimshon and cry, saying, if you really loved me, you wouldn't keep a secret from me and tell me the answer. She pressed and distressed Shimshon. On the last and final day of the celebration, on the seventh day of the wedding celebration, Shimshon concedes and reveals his secret. The riddle was indeed referring to the honey inside the lion's mouth. In Pasuk Yuches, through Pasuk Chaf, which is the end of the parak, Shimshon understood it was his new wife who revealed the riddle. Shimshon leaves his wife and his anger over what had happened. Shimshon went to Ashkelon, he killed 30 men, took their clothing, and used it to pay his debt back to the Plishtim. Shimshon's wife went to live with another Plishti man who Shimshon had befriended. And the parak ends. I'd like to point out that Shimshon was unique from the Shoftim and the other leaders of Klal Yisrael because Shimshon did not wage war or have an army. Shimshon single-handedly picked the battles fought them and won. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.